Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does this time every week is Mike Nothnagel, our resident quizzer. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know it's my favorite time of the week.
I do.
First, let's go over last week's challenge, and then we'll play this week's show.
I said start with the phrase, on strike. Change one letter to a W, then rearrange the result to spell a word for a place people don't go when they're on strike. What is it?
If you swap the N for a W, you can rearrange those letters to spell worksite.
You can indeed do that. Happy belated Thanksgiving, Ian. As folks work their way through their leftover turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes and pie, let's have a quiz about turkeys. Devised as a way to deflect questions about the pardoning of Oliver North for his role in the Iran-Contra affair, what president in 1987 was the first to officially pardon a turkey, in this case by sparing a turkey named Charlie and sending him to a petting zoo?
That was Ronald W. Reagan.
It was indeed. And from 2005 to 2009, the pardoned turkeys were sent to either Disneyland or Walt Disney World, and they were the grand marshals of Disney's Thanksgiving Day parade. The nation of Turkey is located almost entirely in Western Asia, with a small part in southeastern Europe. Turkey is bordered on three sides by water. The Aegean Sea lies to the west, and the Black Sea is to the north. What body of water lies to the south of Turkey?
Is it the Mediterranean Sea?
It is indeed the Mediterranean Sea, yes. Norman Thomas Stearns, known by his nickname Turkey, was an outfielder in the Negro Leagues from 1920 to 1940. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2000, and a commemorative plaque is on display outside the center field gate of Comerica Park, the home field of what major league team?
The Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers. And because of race issues, Stearns couldn't actually play for the Tigers, so he worked in an auto factory, which was owned by the guy who owned, wait for it, the Detroit Tigers. Distilled near Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, Wild Turkey is a popular brand of bourbon. It's appeared in many television shows, films, and books, including Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where it is a favorite drink of what journalist?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson is correct. And the Wild Turkey Master Distiller is the longest tenured active master distiller in the world. And finally, in bowling, turkey is the term used for a string of how many consecutive strikes?
I'll probably never have one. Three.
Three is right, yes. And if you get two strikes, it's called a double, which is also called a Barney Rubble, because it rhymes with double. And if you get four or more, you use the number and then put the word bagger on the end. So four strikes is a four bagger and five is a five bagger. Well, Ian certainly didn't strike out this week. Oh, and while you're up and on your way to the kitchen, could you make me a turkey sandwich, a little stuffing, some cranberry sauce? That'd be great. Send it to quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for some leftovers if you just want some trivia stuffing, if you want this week's challenge, which is not getting off the couch. Mike?
Start with the phrase cold turkey. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in both words, for something a toy collector might have. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Happy Thanksgiving. I know I'm thankful for this show, and I'll see you this same time next week.
Well, I'm thankful for this show, too. We'll see you then.